So we are up to the beginning of Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Psachim over here. And so now we continue to discuss some more of the interesting halachos as they apply to a Korban Pesach. In particular, we'll begin by discussing the halachos of a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So we took for granted that it was permissible to do the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. We also noted with regards to the Korban Pesach that if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, then they would bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, which we said was allowed. After Shabbos was over, they would then walk with their Korban Pesach back to their home to roast it, because you can't carry the Korban Pesach because it's Shabbos. So they would all kind of have to hang around there. So that really brings up the question, what is permissible to do on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach, and what is not permissible to do for the Korban Pesach on Shabbos? So that's what the Mishnah Aleph begins with in Perek Vav over here. So Elu Devarim BaPesach Tochen Es HaShabbos. These are the things that override Shabbos when it comes to bringing the Korban Pesach. Shechitaso, obviously I could do the slaughtering. Uzrikas Damo, obviously I can throw its blood onto the Mizbeach, like we spoke about. Umichoy Kravav, also I can clean out its intestines, so when they would take the intestines out of the body, obviously they'd be filled with waste products and things like that. So if they did not clean that out on Shabbos, it would develop this disgusting smell and it would be impossible to get rid of. So they were allowed to clean the intestines on Shabbos, because if they didn't do it then, it would not be good news for the Jews. And they could also burn the various fats and organs that were meant to be burned for the Korban Pesach. They could burn that on the Mizbeach, all on Shabbos. Aval tzliyaso v'hadachas kravav inan dochen es Shabbos. When it comes to roasting the meat itself, as we spoke about, and rinsing out the intestines, they can clean the intestines out of the most of the waste products, but they can't rinse them out. Once again, when it comes to these two things, roasting and rinsing the intestines to clean them, you know, that extra thorough clean, these things do not override the laws of Shabbos. And then harkavaso vavaso michotz latzchum. But when it comes to the next following group of actions, some people say you could do it, some people say you can't do it. So harkavaso vavaso michotz latzchum. When it comes to carrying the actual Pesach offering, so you're going to bring the Korban Pesach. What do you know? I forgot to bring my Korban with me, and it's not going to walk by itself. So am I allowed to lift it up? So when it comes to carrying the Korban Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, or if I have to bring it outside of the tchum, the chatichas yibalto, or let's say it has some sort of a wart or a blemish on it that I can just easily cut off, because with the blemish it'll be invalid for the offering, but if I cut it off, it'll be fine. Ein dochen es haShabbos. The Tanakhama says these things do not override the Shabbos. If you didn't do these things before Shabbos and you have to bring the Korban on Shabbos, well, too bad. You can't do it anymore. Rabbi Eliezer says that these things you are allowed to override. Shabbos is overridden for these things. So if you have to do them on Shabbos, if you didn't do them before, you are allowed to do them on Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. So what Mishnah Beis does, it's a pretty lengthy discussion, but it flows pretty quickly. It's a discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and various other Tanakh. I'm trying to prove his point, saying why you are certainly allowed to override Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "V'halo dinu, is it not logical to say what I said, that these things can override Shabbos? Why? What's his logic? Well, ma im shchita shi mishum malach adochas Shabbos. When it comes to slaughtering an animal, well, that's an iser d'oraisa, to slaughter an animal on Shabbos for no apparent reason. That would be an iser d'oraisa. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, we say that it's allowed to do this Torah prohibition. Then elu shehin mishum shvus lo yitchu es Shabbos. These other various prohibitions, which are rabbinic prohibitions, in essence, would it not be logical that I can then do these things on Shabbos as well for the Korban Pesach? So that's what Rabbi Eliezer presents. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua says, Yom Tov Yochiach, what are you talking about? The laws of Yom Tov will show you that this is not true at all. Shehitiru v'mishum malacha, when it comes to doing what? Preparing food on Yontif, right? We know we're allowed to prepare food on Yontif, and that would in theory involve a biblical malacha, right? Because it comes to cooking food, that would in theory be an Isser D'Oraisa, and you are allowed to do that on Shabbos. But what does Rabbi Yeshua say? There are some parts of preparing food that are prohibited on a rabbinic level, and the rabbi said you cannot do these things on Yantif. So you can use the exact opposite logic from another case to go against Rabbi Eliezer's point. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. But Rabbi Eliezer is a smart guy, so he says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Maze Yoshua, what kind of proof is this Yoshua? It's obviously a certain level of chutzpah. Obviously he refers to Yoshua as a colleague and not with the form of Rebbe, but obviously trying to show he also knows what he's talking about. Ma raya rishus mitzvah. What kind of argument are you bringing? You're talking about a case of food, which when it comes to food, right, we know that it's, no one's obligated to eat food, so we know we have the obligation to have a suda for yontif, but when it comes down to it, if I want to cook an extra lavish meal on Yontif, that's a reshus. That's just, I'm allowed to do it, but I'm not obligated to do it. When it comes to Korban Pesach, this is a mitzvah. So you can't bring a proof, says Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't bring a proof from a case of a reshus to a case of a mitzvah. When it comes to Korban Pesach, you would think that maybe it's above all these other things. Heishi Rabbi Akiva v'yamar. So Rabbi Akiva then had to step in. Rabbi Akiva says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah tochiach. I'll bring you proof from the law of sprinkling the mechatas. We know when it came to someone who was impure, they would need to be sprinkled with a mixture of ashes of the paraduma and some special water. So when you sprinkle of this on a person, the halachos for this will bring a proof against what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, says Rabbi Akiva. Shehi mitzvah, because this is a mitzvah, v'hi mishum shavus. So this is a mitzvah, obviously, to make someone pure, for the Korban Pesach in particular, if you want to make them pure, so that would be a mitzvah. And in theory, it only really involves a rabbinic prohibition to do it. Ve'ina dochas haShabbos, right? Nonetheless, it does not override Shabbos, that we do not allow a person to become tohor on Shabbos. We do not allow this a person to be sprinkled with this mechatas on Shabbos. And therefore, this shows that even though this is a rabbinic mitzvah over here, we do not allow it. So avata So therefore, when it comes to these other preparations for the Korban Pesach, even though they're rabbinic decrees, don't freak out to say that they're not allowed, because we have another precedent of mechatas that is not allowed, which is a rabbinic decree that you cannot do it. Because even though they involve a mitzvah, nonetheless, even though it's a rabbinic decree, it does not override the Shabbos. Then Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar says back to Rabbi Akiva, V'aleha ani dan. Regarding what you're saying, I can say the exact opposite, right? Say that you're wrong, right? Then really, mechatas, to sprinkle some mechatas on a person on Shabbos would be permitted to make them pure. Umayim shchita shimi shum malacha dochas Shabbos, that we know that, again, the Torah prohibition of shchita would be permissible on Shabbos for a Korban Pesach. Therefore, hazah shimi shum shavus inodin shadochas Shabbos. Therefore, logically, I should say that really you can sprinkle some of the mechatas on a person to make them pure on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva then says back to him, we're almost done. Amrila Rabbi Kiva, oh, chilof, or, you know, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Elazar, maybe you should just say the reverse argument. Ma'im hazah shi mishum shavus ino dochas haShabbos. If you're telling me that mechatas, I'm not allowed to sprinkle that on a person on Shabbos, shchita shi mishum malacha ino din shalot tidchas haShabbos. Rabbi Akiva, you can see, getting a little angry over here, and he says, Rabbi Elazar, you're telling me that you want to learn it out from mechatas, then I can therefore learn the other, you want to learn out from the fact that I can slaughter the Korban Pesach, that I can do mechatas, says Rabbi Akiva, no. Maybe learn out from the fact that you can't do that you cannot sprinkle the mechatas, that you can't even slaughter the Korban Pesach. So obviously Rabbi Akiva agreed that you can slaughter the Korban Pesach, but he was just seemingly getting so flustered, and he said, you're wrong, learn it out this way. Rabbi Eliezer obviously says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva. He says to him, Akiva, Akarta mashakasa v'atora, it says, Bein harbayim b'mo'ado. It says that you slaughtered the Korban Pesach b'mo'ado in its appointed time. So Rabbi Akiva, you're going to bring an argument, you're going to bring a reasonable argument to me that conflicts with the pasuk. How could that be? The pasuk seems to imply that you bring it in its appointed time, whether it's the weekday or it's Shabbos. So finally, Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, Haveli Moe Le'elu. Can you please bring me an appointed time when these preparations need to be done? In other words, what he's saying, Kamoe La Shechita, right? Just as there's an appointed time for the offerings slaughter, so too other things also in theory have their appointed time. So in other words, what he's essentially saying back to him is, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, he's giving an important rule. Kol malacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos, any malacha that is possible to be done from before Shabbos, ain't a dochas haShabbos. This is the rule that we have. When you could do something from before Shabbos, then it's not going to be dochas haShabbos. Shechita she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos. Since you can't do the shechita on Erev Shabbos, why not? Because it needs to be done on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, therefore Dochas HaShabbos, then it's going to override the laws of Shabbos. When it comes to everything else that in theory could be done before Shabbos, that you should not do before Shabbos. And that brings us to the end of that discussion. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel Chodesh Tov, everyone.